From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at an industrial fair on Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria. A gay rights activist and his friend have been hacked to death by suspected Islamist militants in an apartment in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. At least five attackers came to Shulhaz Manan's apartment, posing as couriers, and attacked him and a friend. They also injured a security guard. Witnesses say the men shouted Allahu Akbar as they fled the scene. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' joint effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation. Kasich said he would stop campaigning in the Midwestern state of Indiana to give Cruz a better shot of winning there, and Cruz agreed to halt his efforts in two Western states to make way for Kasich. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is demanding that Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders and hand them over to the Afghanistan government for trial. In a hard-hitting speech to a joint session of Parliament Monday, Mr. Ghani said Pakistani leaders promised they would use force against Taliban leaders who refused to end the war and join peace talks. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court will examine reports of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes stemming from the political turmoil in Burundi over the past year. Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said the actions appear to fall within the jurisdiction of the ICC. He said he will open a preliminary examination into the situation in Burundi. Saudi Arabia has unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose to shift away from dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hard hit by sharp drops in crude oil prices, forcing the world's largest exporter of crude to find new sources of income. The reforms are intended to eliminate housing and unemployment issues and ensure that most needy citizens get water and energy subsidies. In a report published Monday, the World Health Organization says six nations in Africa could be free of malaria within the next 4 years. The report was published Monday to mark World Malaria Day. The six countries in Africa that could rid themselves of malaria by 2020 are Algeria, Botswana, Cape Verde, Comoros, South Africa, and Swaziland. The United States is pledging $10 million to aid those affected by the fallout of the Chernobyl disaster. The aid coincides with the 30th anniversary of the Ukraine nuclear accident. The April 26, 1986 explosion at Chernobyl's No. 4 reactor forced the evacuation of 350,000 residents working and living in the surrounding area. A car bomb exploded in a predominantly Shiite commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 38. A suicide bomber blew up his car, and police say it is one of three similar attacks in just the last 4 days in the Iraqi capital. No group has claimed responsibility. Serbia's pro-European Union Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić has won a landslide victory in general elections. The country's Electoral Commission confirmed those results Monday. With nearly all of the votes counted, Vučić's Progressive Party won 48% of the vote. An allied group, the Socialists, who have been in the coalition, took an additional 11%. A revised law that seeks to regulate foreign non-government organizations in China is under review by the country's lawmakers. The revisions follow criticism from multiple foreign governments and civil society groups that the law is too vague and would severely limit the operations of social and environmental advocacy groups. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.